Number 35, the first ascent of Mount Rainier.
Washington, you are there. The year 1870. On the flanks of Mount Rainier, three men are camped. Philemon Beecher Van Trump, former U.S. Brigadier General Hazard Stevens, and their Yakima Indian guide, Sluiskin. The two white men are planning an assault on the summit. If they are successful, this will be, officially at least, the first conquest of the mighty Cascade Peak known to the Indians as Mount Tacoma. We now join Washington Centennial reporter Steve Glover at the climbers' camp.
Why is your guide chanting, General Stevens?
Ever since this afternoon, he's been acting strange. Something seems to be bothering him. What do you think, Van Trump?
Let's ask Sluiskin. My friend, what is wrong?
Your plan to climb Tacoma is all foolishness. A mighty chief dwells on the summit in a lake of fire. He brooks no intruders. Many years ago, my grandfather climbed near the summit. There, he caught sight of the fiery lake and the infernal demon coming to destroy him. No other Indian has dared go up there again. Don't you go. You make my heart sick when you talk of climbing Tacoma. Don't go.
The fiery lake is the crater of the volcano. Don't worry, Sluiskin. We'll be careful.
3 days later, Stevens and Van Trump reached the freezing, windswept summit of Mount Rainier. On their return to camp, Sluiskin is at first wary of them, sure they are ghosts. When he's convinced they did not perish on the mountain, he praises them as Skookum Tillicum, Skookum Tum Tum, strong men with strong hearts.